Welcome back to Hour 4 of the Cook and Joe Show. I'm Ron Cook, and I'm pleased to be joined by this next gentleman. I've said it many times. People have said, who is your all-time favorite person in sports that you ever dealt with? And I never hesitate to answer Jerome Bettis. I had a chance to see him and his mother and his wife Friday night at Pat Hampson's HM3 Celebrity Care Fest event in Gibsonia. It was wonderful to see him. It's wonderful to talk to him today, right now. Hello, Jerome. Good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, Cookie. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. I know you got a FanDuel event going on here, and I want you to explain what's happening, but I got to ask you a couple quick football questions first.
Sure.
What do you think the Steelers' offense is going to look like and be this year without Antonio Brown?
I think it's going to be very similar. I think you're going to see the same type of plays. It's just going to be a different name that's on the back of the jerseys that's being thrown to. I don't think the offense is going to change that much. I mean, they're still going to try to stretch the field. They're still going to try to do all the other things. I just don't know if they're going to be as explosive as they have been in the past. But you're going to still see a similar type of team.
That's a lot of production to make up for, isn't it?
It is. It is. But, you know, some of the guys got to step up. You know, James Washington, he's going to have to play extremely well. Juju's going to have to take it to the next level. So, yeah, these guys know that they're going to have to increase their production and become the stars that they can be.
Jerome, I know you heard about the passing of Darryl Drake suddenly Sunday morning. That's another thing that those wide receivers are going to have to deal with, and I can't imagine that's very easy.
No, it's not. You know, you can't imagine – that happening. I mean, I think, you know, it hasn't happened too many times in the history of the NFL. So these guys are going to have heavy hearts as they play this season. But, you know, hopefully that it galvanizes these guys and gets them to really play for something bigger than them and play for his memory and really try to show what he's trying to get those guys to understand.
I mentioned not having Antonio. I know you're following. It seems like the circus is following him to Oakland with, man, his feet. It's not a laughing matter. I know you're an athlete. Without your feet, you can't really do much. But just the helmet gate and Jerome, Antonio can't seem to stay out of the headlines. And they're not always good headlines.
Well, you know, I think it's a little different now only because he's thrust in the public eye. I think, you know, when he was in Pittsburgh, there were still small things that was always kind of he was dealing with, but it wasn't he wasn't in the public eye so much, so that you kind of swept it under the rug. It's just, you know, he's a very, very, you know, volatile guy. He's got a lot of things that, you know, that he's, you know, passionate about, whether right or wrong. And so, you know, he's going to have a lot of things that comes with him on the football team, so you got to try to manage that part.
This feet thing is not a laughing matter, isn't it? I mean, if he has blisters on his feet, and I guess they showed him on Hard Knocks the other day, how do you run and cut like that?
Yeah, that's the hard part. I mean, you know, he's one of those guys that he's 100 miles an hour. So, you know, when his feet are not working, then it's a problem. You know what I mean?
Jerome, what do you think Le'Veon Bell's going to do with the Jets this year? And how hard is it you sit out a year and then you come back?
You know what? I think he's going to be fine. I mean, the question is, what kind of team are they going to have? You know what I mean? Because if the offensive line isn't very good, then he's not going to be very good. I mean, it's a direct correlation between the offensive line and the running back. And unfortunately, if they aren't, you know, synced together, then nobody's going to have success. So I think that's the hard part.
My guest is Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis here on the Cook and Joe Show. Jerome, we saw Le'Veon sit out all last year. Melvin Gordon is holding out with the Chargers. Zeke Elliott in Dallas. It's tough being a running back, I guess. And now there's a story out there that a group is trying to make a separate union group for running backs and out of the Players Association, because their argument is one size doesn't fit all, and running backs is the hardest position to get paid at because they don't usually like to give you a second contract. I guess you can speak on that as well as anybody, being a Hall of Fame running back.
You know, I think part of it is this notion that the running back position is has been downgraded, right? But I'll tell you how it all started. It started because, you know, teams in college have went to this kind of this offense, this pass-oriented offense. And so now all the running backs say, you know what, I think it's better for me in high school to now play linebacker. So now all these potential running backs are changing positions in high school, and they become linebackers as opposed to running backs because most of these colleges want the smaller running backs that are really quick and shifty. But that doesn't translate to the NFL. So you only get about six or seven schools that still run power football, and that's where all the running backs come from. And as a result, you don't have enough running backs for the NFL-style game in terms of being a feature back. So because you don't have them, people say, oh, well, you don't need them. No, you still need them. And when you see one, like an Ezekiel Elliott, then you say, wow, he is a special player. Yeah, he's a special player because he's a franchise running back. And I think he's one of those guys that is a franchise running back. So when you see that, you know you need to have that. And I don't think it's a situation where, you know, they're undervaluing. I think they're just not that many out there. So people are not thinking that, well, maybe we can find another one. And the truth is you can't.
Well, I mean, it seems to me like teams don't want to invest a second contract in these guys because they figure they got too many miles on them.
Well, you know what? That's always been the concern. You know, that's been it since when I was there at 30, the 30-year-old cutoff. You know, that's what everybody's saying. Well, running backs drop off at 30 years old. So we had to deal with that as well. And I just think you overcome that by playing, you know, great football. And you know, if you do that, then you don't have that issue.
Jerome, before I ask you about FanDuel, one last thing. We were at that event, Pat Hampson's event, Friday night. You got to see Coach Cower. I got to see Bill. Is it still a kick to just kind of reminisce a little bit about what you guys went through at Super Bowl 40?
It is. You know, every time I get a chance to see Coach, you know, it's always a, you know, great time. I mean, he was incredible to me. He was a great leader. So whenever I get a chance to see him, we always have a great time. And yeah, we kind of reminisce back to certain things. You know, when we're together and something happens, we kind of always can relate back to a certain time and a certain season, and that we can kind of go back to. So we do have a great time with it.
Any one thing stand out in your mind about that year, that Super Bowl?
Yeah, what stood out for us was that when we were down and almost out, Coach kind of changed everything that he did. He threw everything out of the window from our preparation standpoint. He said, hey, we just preparing for one game. He kind of took the leash off the coaches, said, call whatever it is you need to call, because Coach was very conservative from a play caller standpoint. And next thing you know, we start running reverses and flea flickers, all kind of things, and became a really different football team. But that's the coach's credit that he decided to kind of change it up.
I've always said the best week of my career was following you around Detroit for Super Bowl 40. I'll never forget it. Jerome, what do you got going with FanDuel at your restaurant, Grill 36 on the north side today?
Yeah, well, I'm excited to partner up with FanDuel. And they, as they recently expanded their offerings in Pennsylvania to include mobile sports betting. So I'm here at the Grill, and we've turned it into a mobile sports betting outpost, if you will. And what you have to know is, you know, FanDuel has this new app, and it's a great app, easy to use, convenient. It makes, you know, watching games a whole lot more fun. And right now, if anyone wants to really sign up as a new user, they'll receive $500 in risk and a risk-free bet. So why not give it a shot?
And you're down there now. How long are you going to be there this afternoon?
I'm here for another couple hours, actually.
Well, if you're in the area, stop down and say hello to Jerome. He'll be glad to shake your hand at Grill 36 on the north side. Bussy, it's always a joy, man. But I got to tell you, I enjoyed seeing your mother the other night a lot more than you. I like her better than I like you. You can't blame me for that, can you? You can't blame me for that, can you?
I can't. She's more enjoyable to me. Oh,
just what a great, great lady. Bussy, thanks, man. Good luck. I'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, the great Jerome Bettis. I mean it sincerely when I say my favorite athlete or favorite person in sports.